the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Doesn't that sound like those old piracy ads? Those anti-piracy ads.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? I hope no one's recording this.
All right, Maria.
It's kind of fitting, though, isn't it, with DVDs? Because, you know, anyway, one of the reasons that we had to actually physically go and see The Breakup was last night, Joe Guy and I.
Sorry, Rob didn't get the
memo. He didn't get the memo.
It's actually VIP.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Important.
I can actually, last night before I went to bed, this is actually how I fell asleep, just like trying to list every single person that I saw. So it's like, Clark Gayford, he's everywhere.
He was, yeah.
Jack Tame was there.
He was. David Farrier.
David Farrier.
The Real Housewives of Auckland, or some of them, representing
Louise. Madame Fox was there. I think Lynn Brown was there.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you two, Mariama, the most Carmo. Two important
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, and me and myself and Maria, of course.
The lovely Willa O'Neill and the fabulous Julia
Tammy
Deans.
Nielsen. I saw Tammy Nielsen
was there. Yeah.
It's a big, it was a big
some
celebrity.
The wonderful BFM stars, people like Lillian Hanley.
Yes. Of course, Pearl Little.
And Pearl Little.
Yeah, Benjamin
and
Zambo.
He was there, yes.
He was there.
And I wasn't.
Beautiful.
No, thanks for like,
Rob was not there.
I didn't realize it was like a premiere. I just thought it was a screening, so we all look like shit. Like the photographer just like, she came
so
up to
true.
Us and we were like getting ready to pose and shit. She was like, oh, can I just get through?
Yeah,
we're
can
like,
you
oh, yeah, okay, yeah, totally.
No, the opposite, like cool youth with, you know, like retro logos.
That's what we'd like to think.
Big retro logos on t-shirts. Very, very cool. Excellent trousers in some cases too, I noticed. So The Breaker Uppers is a film by a couple of, well, starring a couple of pretty cool female New Zealand actors, Madeline Sami and Jackie Van Beck, who have pulled together a pretty sensational film. You've probably seen it on the backs of buses.
Oh yeah.
It's been
massively
publicity's
promoted.
Gone
I mean,
wild.
Executive
yeah.
produced by Taika.
Yeah, Taika Waititi,
yeah.
And interesting. The event itself prior was incredibly lush, wasn't it? There were so many
nice hors d'oeuvres. I quite enjoyed. Yeah, just want to take a moment to appreciate. There were these nice little, because obviously I'm vegetarian, so every time a platter went past, I had to be like, sorry, this isn't vegetarian. And I think they catered to us well.
I think they did too. There were lots of vegetarian samosas, just those mini ones. And,
and they had these nice little deep fried jalapeno and corn and cheese.
This is like doing my head in now. The things I miss out on because I go to bed at 7 o'clock every night.
There weren't any cups of tea there.
Oh, that's gone then.
There was rum and Fox and Fizz. Anyway, that was the premiere. But everyone was invited into. All of the cinemas were showing The Breaker Uppers.
Mm. So just for those people that don't know, the sort of the log line is two women cynical in love set up an agency to break couples up as a way to avoid letting go and moving on with their lives.
Yeah, so for $1,000 you can hire someone who will trick your partner into thinking that perhaps they're dead in one case or they've managed to get somebody else pregnant or they're just somehow...
Brilliant.
Done a ravine. And that means that the two main characters, played by Jackie and by Madeline, actually go to people's houses, sometimes dressed up as cops, driving a fabulous old 1980s BMW, I think it was a 318, and knock on people's doors and say, sorry, but...
And just like what I loved about the movie was just, oh, what's just happened? I don't know. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah.
All right. Thing just got unplugged. But anyway, what I loved about the movie was that like every corner that you turn, there was just like this like low-key New Zealand, like just like a comedian or like just a very recognizable face. There was like Guy Montgomery, Rose Matafeo, Chris Parker, who's coming in today.
Oh, right. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So good.
And,
so good.
And of course, in a supporting role, Angela Dravid, who is so funny.
So funny.
Oh, she's just like, I like those little scenes in the background too. We, you know, just something's happening and just from, it's quite delicious in terms of the setup. The script itself is really tight. Everyone in the film is a parody, of course.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. However, I did think that, well, you see, this is a situation where the main character that Madeline plays, they get a client who's 17 years old and he's trying to break up with his girlfriend. And
I just want to say I loved like those sort of little like jokes that kind of you shouldn't really laugh at. Just being like, oh, you're going to like smash a minor? Kind of like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's very funny.
It takes no prisoners. It's pretty un-PC in lots of places, which is fine. But this young Maori boy is trying to break up with his partner. He falls for Madeline's character. He's 17, she's 36. Somehow or another, there's I can't.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But there's no kind of critique of the fact that he's basically a baby and she's a very grown up woman. And the characterization of Maori in the film is actually not very kind of fleshed out in a way that, you know, like the other characters, even though they're silly and stupid and they do have some redeeming characteristics or features or possibility. I was having a chat with someone about this and, you know, the stereotypes were just really rife, like this. The 17-year-old boy is really stupid. You know, he thinks that it takes 12 months gestation for a human to have a baby, that type of thing. His biggest aim is going to play rugby on the Gold Coast, which is like this career pinnacle. His mother is, you know, there's a terrible reveal in the car, you know, about something that's, you know, very problematic. And it's
like, I just want to say, it's like problematic, but also in so many ways quite astute. Like when they take you into his room and he's got like a poster of the Vodafone Warriors.
Oh my gosh, like, yes.
Just very astute, like little details like that.
So much so, and you know, Madeline's character is invited to put up her posters.
She's like, fucking 35, I don't have any posters.
Yeah. It's very funny, but it's just like, you know, I think Maori are made a bit of a spectacle of without any helpfulness. His girlfriend is interesting though, isn't she?
She steals the show.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
She's so good and her entire like little posse is so good.
It's her and her posse, something between kind of Paris Goebel and Fafswag.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking of Fafswag actually. Yeah.
What did you think of the music in the film, the choices?
So good.
So supreme.
So good.
Supreme.
Yeah.
And the karaoke scene quite great too, you know?
Oh my gosh. Oh man, like I don't want to spoil it because it literally just came out yesterday.
But
it's like so consistently funny. And also it's not just starring Madeline Sami and Jackie Van Beek, it's directed by and written by them as well.
Yes.
Which is sort of such a grand achievement.
It's huge, isn't it? And it's so refreshing to see, you know, a film that focuses on, you know, on female and a lot of non-white characters too, mixed in. It's very refreshing to hear that voice, you know, and two female leads.
I was reading something about it, and I think that, like, they were basically just talking about how the entire film is very much focused about their friendship. It's not, you know, about the sort of shenanigans they get up to, and I'm like, I like that. I appreciate that.
The most beautiful twist in the film, of course, is that it goes from the breaker uppers to the maker uppers. And I mean, that's not really a spoiler. In some ways it might be, but there, you know, it does kind of save itself and it goes from pretty nasty into being quite, quite kind of touching.
I've also thought it like navigated like racial humour really well.
Oh, yeah, on lots of levels. Yes, absolutely. Okay, yeah, yeah. And just actually going there too in a way that lots of films don't dare to, which is very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
I've never ever, all the time you've been doing a review, I've never ever heard you be so positive about something. I'm going to go and watch it.
It was like 10 out of 10. I wanted to watch it immediately after finishing it.
But
it's
definitely a movie
you'd
see more than once.
For sure.
Brilliant. Because you're going to miss stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like multi-level, which is good. Brilliant.
Yeah. I think it'll be an absolute hit at the box office here. I mean, it's just so familiar. You
and
know,
overseas
scenes
as
of
well,
K-Road
I think.
And overseas. Yeah, the humour, I think, will probably, you know, I think people will be interested in that kind of embarrassed, you know, nervous, polite sort of Kiwi sort of thing that is rife throughout the whole thing. And just some of the colloquialisms and sayings and the corniness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, like, particularly Kiwi. And that, like, our entire cinema just erupted in cheers at the very end.
Yeah.
Twice.
Brilliant.
Twice. Once immediately after it ended, second time after the credits. People stayed for the credits, that's how good it was.
And that, it could have been because of the sugar rush. I mean, there was a lot of Foxton fizz there.
It was good.
A Breaker Uppers branded beer and rum and cocktails and things like that. And a DJ, but no one really recognised the music that the DJ was playing.
No. It wasn't a BFM DJ.
It wasn't, no, which is a bit of a mistake, but yeah.
Rob, are you sold?
I am, because
watch it today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, everyone should. Oh, actually, we've got a double pass to give away, and it's not to the DVD screening at Joe Guy's house. It's actually to the cinema to see to see the breakout happens.
Well, I might go outside and phone up in a funny voice and see how we go. Hello. So, yeah. Oh, blown it because you know what it's going to sound like now.
Yeah, so that's right. We do have a double pass to the Breaker Uppers at any participating cinemas. How should we give it away?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think what was your best breakup story?
Or makeup story.
Makeup or breakup story. Yeah.
But, like, none of the really sad ones where we don't know how to react. Just give us something, semi-funny, please.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is why a makeup story might be more more palatable at this time of the morning. Don't want to depress people.
All right. Well, call us up on 309-3879. God, I nearly had a little mind blank. 309-3879. Call us up. We would love to hear your breakup story, which is not too sad.
It's got to be a happy one.
Fabulous makeup story.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily to do with makeovers, I just specify.
That's right.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.